Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, here's the difference between the crypto guy we deserve versus the guy they sent us. John McAfee was a badass. Sam Bankman-Fried was just a plain old ass stealing people's Bitcoin money and handing it off to his girlfriend to lose in the markets. I bet a lot of that money was lost on purpose to some big players. This is why you hold your Bitcoin in self-custody, so the guy on the right doesn't steal it from you. Be aware though, crypto is most likely going to crash in another month or two. Moving on, the Manhattan gunman has been identified as a white male. I don't know about you, but he only looks like he's half white, maybe. But saying that he's white fits in with the agenda. Actually, here's what he really looks like. He's a black man, which means the store usually gets buried immediately. Meanwhile, Luigi was publicized as far and wide as possible. I think that CNN, the most untrusted name in news, initially claimed that he was a white dude. I'm not surprised. Number three, what's the one thing that makes a woman instantly unattractive? For me, it's a toxic attitude. I've left women after a week or two because they were boss babes, or toxic, and were trying to tell me how to live my life. For many other guys, they find women instantly unattractive if they have nose rings, are fat, are leftists, are covered in tattoos, smoke, and our career women. The latest turnoff has to be this. Bird hands trying to henpeck you. Up next, which way young men? This Hollyweird supermodel or some random Catholic girl? I choose the Hollywood supermodel because you know that most random Catholic girls have a high notch count these days, while pretending to be virgins. But let's get real. With most men still either virgins in their 20s or haven't touched a girl in a year, I'm sure they take either of them. Also, the woman on the right is an OnlyFans star, but I guess that's intentional to show how slutty even Catholic girls are. Number 5, this woman wants a man that's 6 feet tall, makes 7 figures and is 8 inches long, or you just need to keep on moving. But what I want to know is, what type of body type is this? I would call it the frumpy looking bumpkin. People are also confused why a woman like this has enough confidence to make all these demands. It doesn't hurt to ask now, does it? Maybe some NFL linebacker will smash her once or twice. Somehow I don't think that a 0.1% man is going to be near this high-calorie human. Moving on, after reading this meme, I realized that RoboCop is a tragedy and a horror film more than a sci-fi satire. Poor old Murphy was killed on the job and they resurrected him so he could go back to work. And you thought you had a bad day at work today. Also, don't forget the company that was paying his wages put him in a situation where death was almost guaranteed. His partner Lewis had some of the best plot armor until they killed her off in Part 3. Don't even watch Part 3. It's one of the worst films ever made. Number 7, why is it that the media doesn't care if foreigners build segregated communities or Muslims in America build entire segregated towns? But when 20 white people buy land together, they start to cry racism. The media also doesn't complain about Chinatown because of Chinese food. And they don't criticize Muslims because they're a religion. Those 20 white people, if they said they bought land together for their new religion, wouldn't actually wake up the media machine. Up next, here's the look you get on your face when you're a black man and your mother raised you right, so now you don't fit in with your own people your own age. But don't worry, because this guy will eventually figure out that it's a blessing in disguise. Because otherwise, he's gonna end up living a life of extreme poverty, or dead trying to sell smack in the streets. Not fitting in with others forces you to take your own path, and from personal experience, that leads to greater life satisfaction. Number 9, the powers that be print money causing inflation. So you have to buy assets to protect your purchasing power. Then they put capital gains taxes on your profits so you can never escape that inflation. That's why you buy Bitcoin or AI tech stocks when they dip in price in a Roth IRA or tax-free savings account. And then you beat the inflation. Those are the only two financial instruments that earn over 10% a year after capital gains tax that outpace inflation. Not financial advice, though. That's just what I do. Moving on, here are the suffragettes, the earliest feminists back when they were promoting prohibition. The reason they were so angry that men were drinking alcohol is because even drunk men didn't want to touch them. The only one that sort of looks attractive is the one in the top right. Looking at the rest just makes me suffer. I bet men used to laugh at how ugly these women were back in the day, but they didn't realize that feminist women like this were going to wreck future generations of dudes. Number 11, speaking of suffering, this former demon crab mascot trying to bring men in to the left says that she doesn't date Trump supporters. But she'd probably date a Chad Roan willing to commit to her regardless of his political affiliations. Besides, who wants to rent out a forklift to go on a first date with her? I also don't think she dates anything other than cheesecake and pizza. Here, I fixed it for you. She will eat Trump supporters instead. Up next, Germany and the UK are deindustrializing to save the planet, while China keeps burning more fossil fuels than ever. You will never get a logical reason as to why this is happening. You'll just be told to shut up because of climate change. They just want us to live a lower quality of life so we are desperate and easier to control. In Germany, they closed all the nuclear plants, and now they have to burn coal for power instead. One nuclear facility was even turned into a kid's playland. I bet your kids glow when they come home. Number 13, the UK has introduced a new level of tyranny with all new cars having a breathalyzer and black box style recorders to monitor both your driving and drinking habits. I wouldn't be surprised if the government looked into your driving data and decided to give you speeding tickets with it. Next thing you know, all UK citizens will have to wear tiny microphones in order to ensure that they're not making hateful comments about immigrants and enrichment. Unbelievable. Moving on, and speaking of the British people, this is how they'll actually start looking in coming years. He's such a good-looking lad. Looks like the British people are evolving, or is this the opposite? Careful, though, because he might become the mayor of London one day with the way things have been going recently. In a Brit like that, you just know this could very well be the next future prime minister and his wife. Stranger things have happened. Number 15, according to the Babylon Bee, a federal judge orders Sydney Sweeney to gain 100 pounds and get a butch haircut. All the leftoid women would definitely welcome that because they don't want Western men to expect women to look beautiful, feminine, and thin after they've worked so hard to try and engineer our culture and the men to find 300-pound women with purple hair and nose rings attractive instead. The judge will probably demand that she get some terrible tattoos as well to give other women a chance. Up next, and speaking of Sydney Sweeney, when Beyoncé wore a Canadian tuxedo, it was empowering. But when Sydney did it, she's called a racist white fascist. We've officially entered the age where all it takes to trigger Western women is a picture of a beautiful chick. The really crazy part about this is that Beyoncé looks whiter than Sweeney, and has blonder hair too. Maybe the Democrats need to bring out their secret weapon to retaliate against Sweeney. Number 17 looks like someone ended up throwing a green dildo on the floor in the middle of a WNBA game. They already play with balls, so they might as well play with this too. If they did, then maybe more people would watch. Then again, I don't think anyone wants to see this. I don't really believe that someone threw that on the court. I think it just fell there out of one of the girls' shorts, and the excuse is that it came from the stands. Moving on, this article says that female pilots perform better under pressure. Sure they do. The crash in DC with the helicopter and the crash in Toronto where the woman flipped the plane upside down are all the proof I need to know that men are better pilots. Sadie Harley wrote this article and probably wants to help her fellow women get hired by airlines. So she wrote propaganda like this to help nudge hiring managers to fill pilot positions using DEI. Number 19, the Muslim mayoral candidate in New York City doubles down on disbanding the NYPD unit that responded to the Blackstone shooting. But he's no longer pushing to completely defund the police. Communists always want to get rid of law enforcement and cause chaos so they can call in the army to restore order with an iron fist. NYC is screwed if this guy wins. Imagine the carnage that he's going to cause. Then again, that might all be part of the plan. Up next, with that Sydney Sweeney jeans ad, maybe this has inspired it. And these women aren't afraid to say that they have the best genes. And you know that most of us would love to get into their genes. This is probably what liberals thought that Sydney Sweeney was really trying to say when she said she had great genes. That she was trying to say that she was genetically superior, and that's why people are calling her a fascist. Also, is it me, or do they all seem to look like Bonnie Blue? Number 21, this has to be one of the most disrespectful baseball caps I've ever seen. People will say it's just funny or cute, but imagine if a man had a cap that said something similarly offensive to women. Also, any man that allows his wife to wear this when they go out in public together is a simp, and he deserves what's coming to him when she divorce grapes him and wrecks his life. This just proves that sexism towards men has been fully normalized now. Moving on, this anthropologist says that he spent years in Africa but never found a single black man with a hobby. Looks like women were selecting men that would only work, which is kind of doubtful in Africa. And yet these are the people that are letting into Europe now. What people really need to understand is that there are no third world countries, only third world peoples. As for that anthropologist, what was he looking for? A model railroader in the Congo, perhaps? That he can't even fix the real railroad. Number 23, now even the Netherlands have fallen. A 15-year-old girl is raped by a migrant and the migrant is released while her father was arrested for giving a speech. Such immigrants should be deported, but unfortunately they keep sending more of them in. The idea, of course, is to destabilize the country so that eventually the totalitarians take power to restore order from the chaos that they themselves created. And then they never give back that power. Up next, what the cuck? This guy let his best friend smash his wife and now he regrets it because when he comes home, he now catches both of them banging each other on the living room couch. He's the only one out of the three of them that works, and he let his friend live with them because he was laid off. His friend also wasn't getting laid, so he did him a favor and let him smash his wife. The story is either an epic troll or this guy's a complete moron. Number 25 and the last one, Stephen Molyneux, who's now back on both X and YouTube, says that women's makeup has gone to the point where women are starting to look like microwave sex dolls. That's why you take them to church on a first date and splash holy water on their face to see the demon within. Also, based on how orange the makeup is on this one, she has to be English. Maybe women are transitioning into looking like robots and dolls because they know more men will soon be replacing them with bots. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.